That's really a hymn of faith, isn't it? "My next step, O take me to thy sacred heart," expresses our longingness to be with the sacred heart as we travel through life. The hymn's richness of imagery and splendor of expression is only enhanced by its simple yet majestic musical setting. All through the hymn, we are reminded of this longingness, that from that home my wayward soul may never wander more. My soul to thee I turn, let me rest therein. Weary is my stricken soul. I long to see thy glorious face. The hymn reassures us that our God will not reject us, and that is seen in the reference to Matthew 12 in the second verse. Thou wilt not crush the bruised reed, nor the sorrowing spirit spurn. Last month, someone from England emailed me out of the blue, asking if I had the music for this hymn. It was, believe it or not, from a funeral planning company, much like we have wedding planning companies in the United States. Apparently, the hymn is frequently requested at funerals in England. They were asking my permission to use this hymn, apparently it's piped in music, from my website of Catholic Hymns. I was quite surprised at the request, but of course I obliged. In fact, I had the hymn sung at both my mother and father's funeral masses because I felt the words, especially the closing lines, are very appropriate as a person enters eternal life. The words were composed by the Sisters of Notre Dame of Liverpool and were first published in a hymnal called Convent Hymns. The melody for this version comes from the Notre Dame hymn tune book that I mentioned earlier and was later found in many American hymnals. When we say the hymn was composed by the Sisters of Notre Dame or any religious order, we are obviously referring collectively to a specific religious order. It was common practice in religious communities prior to Vatican II not to mention the names of individual sisters, but rather to give credit to the entire order. Of course, in most cases, the hymns would have been composed, would have been written by one or two sisters, and this information would be known to the archivists of the communities today, but we don't know specifically.